"You're mad, Garth," Jason Kinnear said with soft, firm emphasis several minutes later. "God knows I've spent years keeping you clear of all this. And you're a father, and Samantha's pregnant for Pasquale's sake." "Yes," Garth Gorgia agreed with a remarkably calm nod. "Clinton's timing on all of this could have been much more considerate, don't you think?" He gave his superior a decidedly stern look, his youthful face older in the lantern shadows. "And if you truly thought you'd managed to keep me ignorant of your activities all this time, Your Eminence, I can only say I am astonished that such an inept conspirator managed to get away with it this long." "But," Kinnear began. "Your Eminence, we can argue about this as long as you want," Gorgia interrupted. "But I really think we ought to get underway while we do it. Unless you want to turn around, climb all the way back up through that mountain, and simply forget about it. I wouldn't recommend that, though. I'm pretty sure that awful lizard Teigman expects orders to arrest you any day now." Kinnear closed his mouth, and Gorgia reached out to touch his arm gently. "Your Eminence, you didn't recruit me. Whatever I'm doing because I choose to do it. And Samantha had a pretty fair idea of how I think, what I believe in, before I ever asked her to marry me. I haven't done anything without consulting with her, and she supported me every step of the way. Trust me, she agrees with you about Clinton's timing, and I'm not saying she's not, that we both aren't scared to our marrow, thinking about what could happen to us, and especially to the kids. But it's not as if we never saw this coming, either."
"But what is it you are doing, Garth?" Kinnear asked. "Somehow I don't think you've simply been sitting around, keeping an eye on me just in case I got into trouble. And if you haven't been actively involved in what I've been doing, then what have you been involved in?"
"The truth is, Your Eminence, that I have been basically sitting around keeping an eye on you," Gorgia shrugged. "I'll tell you all about it as soon as I can, as soon as I have permission to. For right now, though, just accept that someone else knew about you and your friends in the temple. I don't know who those others are, and I don't know everything you've been up to. I do know now why you had me doing some of the research in the Archbishopric's records, why you were looking for proof of corruption or of directives from the temple that were less than appropriate for one of God's vicars or archbishops to be issuing, shall we say. And I understand now why you've taken some of the stances you've taken, despite the fact that you knew they were going to be wildly unpopular with other members of the episcopate. I'll admit it hurt at first when I realized there was something deep and dangerous going on that you weren't telling me about. I thought, at the beginning, that you didn't trust me. Or even worse, you didn't think I felt the same things you felt when I looked at how Mother Church was falling so far short of what she ought to have been. Then I realized you were doing it to protect me, and, later, to protect Samantha and the kids, and I loved you for that." His hand tightened on Kinnear's arm, and his voice hoarsened for a moment. He paused and cleared his throat, then continued. "I loved you for it, and I realized you were right. I did have other people to worry about. Hostages to fortune, as Bedard put it. So I let you go ahead and exclude me. But when I was contacted by someone else who knew about your activities, and when that someone else convinced me he wasn't the Inquisition in disguise, and that all he wanted me to do was to stay right here in Glacierheart, to coordinate ways to get you out if whatever you were doing finally blew up in your face, I was delighted. Delighted, Your Eminence. Whoever your friend in Zion is, he sent me word months ago that this was coming, and I've been making my arrangements ever since. Teigman never even noticed. As a matter of fact, I've been one of his informants for the last couple of years now." The secretary smiled nastily. "That was one of the things your friend in Zion suggested, as a way to make certain there was no suspicion pointed in my direction. I can't pretend I've enjoyed having him believe I actually think the same way he does,
But your friend was right about what a perfect cover it made. Every single word I've ever reported to him has been true, too, so I'm sure I'm considered a very reliable source. With the added advantage that he's been so busy watching you that I'm sure he never even glanced in my direction.